All right, okay. So let's go on to, we have something in exec session.
Yes, we have development agency really quick. We just have to publicly decide about the extension of due diligence period and closing for two real estate
Correct, yeah. On behalf of the development agency, Nate Boderman, Assistant County Counsel, we did discuss with you in executive session this morning amendments to existing disposition agreements that we have on the Chow property, which is industrial property located south of Caps Road. These were eligible for executive sessions since they're pending property negotiations, but one would extend the closing 30 days to mid-December, more or less. We've passed the due diligence period with Oregon Beverage Recycling Cooperative. That's this particular disposition agreement. So, again, what staff's requesting is your approval for a 30-day extension to close, which gets us past the Thanksgiving holiday and allows us to finalize the documents with the title company. The other is a disposition agreement with the Bottling Group, LLC. And what we're requesting there is an extension of the due diligence period, 60 days, and then a companion reduction of a 60-day time period to close. And so the net period over which closing would occur doesn't change. It's just due diligence lasts longer. The time to formally close the transaction is decreased.
So I'd entertain a motion to extend contracts as recommended by staff.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to extend the contracts on the Caps Road projects as recommended by staff. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 That's Martha on the phone, by the way.
I'm on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
It's right. Exceedingly loud. I'm kidding. All right, great.
All right. Well, so next we have some appointments. We have appointments to the Gladstone Community Library Task Force. That would be Greg Williams and Donna Robinson to tell us about that.
Good morning. Greg Williams, Deputy Director of Business and Community Services.
And I'm Donna Robinson, the Project Manager.
So we will be brief. As you know, we presented a charter for a task force, a Gladstone Community Library Planning Task Force, to the Board of County Commissioners. Part of that charter included the recruitment and appointment of six at-large community members for the Gladstone Library Task Force. Donna and I, along with two Gladstone City Councilors, the Gladstone City Administrator, and a member of the Gladstone Library Board, interviewed 13 applicants and finally selected six. We're presenting those six applicants along with an additional applicant, a teen member. So during the course of the interviews, there was a teen member who applied and impressed.
You said teen?
Teen. Yes, a teen member.
Right.
And so he impressed the selection committee greatly, and we wanted to extend the offer to him to participate in the task force as well. So we're presenting the list of seven members for your appointment to the Gladstone Community Library Planning Task Force. And if there are any questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
Move to approve the seven members of the Gladstone Library Task Force.
Second.
We moved and seconded to approve the Gladstone members of the advisory board.
The task force.
Any further discussion? Task force. Any further discussion?
Yeah, no, I just love that we have a youth on this, and if there could be an opportunity at some point in the future after the youth gets involved and engaged to just come talk to us about the experience, either, you know, the communication or if we have an evening meeting or just some point, I think that's wonderful to be celebrated.
That's a great idea. We will definitely encourage him to do so.
Yes, thank you.
All right. All those in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Okay, before we go to ABCs, and we will have the Fair Board and the Veterans Advisory Council, I just want to let folks know that we have no business meeting this week because everybody's going to be doing Thanksgiving, I believe. And
on Thursday?
On Thursday, yes. And next week is an evening business meeting, so I just want to let folks know that. So ABCs, Caroline?
Sure.
Fair Board first, please.
The Fair Board first, yeah. Staff recommends the appointment of Ted Coons, Raylene Kammeyer, and Shirley Byrne.
So I entertain a motion to...
I move that we approve the Fair Board appointments.
Second. Any further discussion?
I won't be supporting this.
Okay. With no more discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Fair Board is appointed. Thank you.
And one no.
And one no. Hey, by the way, evidently the discussion last time was that we have some policies about interviewing. There's actually, we did some research. There are no actual policies in either the Fair Board, the EDC, nor the Budget Committee. So if we want to do that, let's start. Let's look at a policy change to those various groups.
We, well, Chair, I respectfully just want to respond by saying we have policies. We have a lot of policies that are not written. And I would also say that it's been my practice here, my understanding that we agree that the Fair Board, the Planning Commission, and the Budget Committee would go through like processes, and that's not what's occurring.
So let me just note that in 2017, we did not interview the board for the Budget Committee and appointed Frank Magdalene without an interview process, which is exactly what we did this year. We made some appointments without an interview process because no one mentioned they wanted to interview people. Paul.
I think that was primarily because it's not makes a lot of sense not to interview someone who's already been on the committee. You don't need to interview that person. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the reason for the exception.
If we're
gonna have new people, we should be able to interview them.
Well, you could have interviewed them. No one offered to interview the folks. So
on the Budget Committee, that was not given. I was given that option.
Actually, you were. It was. I got notes to that effect. I'd be happy to show you. Everyone was offered. The mics were quiet. No one offered to interview the Budget Committee people. So I'd be happy to show you the notes.
Please.
Well, and if that's the reason why you're not supporting
that's part of it.
Well,
That's not all of it.
We did have an interview process for this. Commissioner Hubbardston and I participated with the interview, and we all, as a team, rated. We worked to see who should be at the top, and my ratings actually came out a little different than what was. Martha, turn off a mute, please.
Turn on the mute.
Different than what the appointment was, but I defer to the consensus of the group and embrace these appointments because everyone that we interviewed was pretty wonderful and I thought qualified to serve. So I'm not sure why you're not.
My thing is, I do think that this has consistently been an issue, so I think we ought to have some kind of a work session or discussion on what the policies actually are. And just get it written somewhere so we're not constantly going back and forth.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
And we'll set that up.
That would solve it because, in a way, from my perspective, you know, it's been kind of hit or miss when we interview, and we just need to decide what we're going to do and solidify that.
I agree. We'll set that up. Mm-hmm. All right. What's next?
There's another ABC.
Yes, there is. It's for the Veterans Advisory Council. Staff recommends the appointment of Tracy Bogard, Robert Haltner, Jennifer Wagoner, Scott Southard, and Larry Mosley.
I move that we approve the veterans.
Second.
We moved and seconded that we approve the recommended list for the Veterans Committee. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, motion carries. Great. What's next?
Excellent. We have scheduling.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, if I had my calendar. Oh.
Okay. The first item I have on the list for you is for Thursday, December 6th. It is the City of Milwaukee Housing Forum. It is at 6 p.m. at the Clackamas Community College Harmony campus.
Okay.
I have to look at my calendar.
Okay.
Oh, that's the night of C4, Paul, in case you're...
Thursday, December 13th. It is Sherry Anderson's farewell party, and it is here in the hearing room at 3 p.m. It's already on your calendars, but I just thought I'm going to call it out.
Okay.
Friday, December 14th, it is President Hughes and Councilors Harrington and Dominguez farewell party at 4 p.m. at the Convention Center. It conflicts with Cheryl Snow's event that afternoon.
Retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And lastly, Monday, January 7th, it is the 2019 swearing-in ceremony at 5 p.m. here in the hearing room as well. And it's already on your calendars, but I was just calling it out to make it public.
Okay, we have to go to that?
Yeah. Commissioner Savas.
All right, great.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all I have.
And that's all I had as well.
All right, thank you.
Yes.
What's next?
Well, we have policy session at 10:30.
Whoa, wow. We caught up.
So I'll take a break, I guess.
Okay. So you can show me the notes. Let me